Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. As always, lots to discuss here tonight. Your calls are the primary element. If you make them, joining you, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Ours, free to you. At freetalklive.com. Start things out by talking about some of the most unpopular people in America. Sex offenders. These people are persecuted beyond belief. They are...
Well, a lot of them, so, you know, a goodly amount of them deserve it.
Some of them do, but others who are maybe caught peeing behind a tree somewhere because they had to go to the bathroom are also labeled as sex offenders.
Right.
So it's very big category.
Well, our problem isn't really the dislike of sex offenders as much as the government's mislabeling of sex offenders. And they want to, you know, the government is incentivized to scare people, so a larger number of people classified as sex offenders is helpful in that area.
But even when when we talk about how sex offenders can be considered people who are peeing in public or something like that, or
somebody who had sex, you know, a 16-year-old and a 15-year-old had
sex. Yeah, there's that statutory rapist, if you will, which, again, as I've always said, is an insult to real rape victims. But these are people who can be classified as sex offenders, and I think that most reasonable people, once they're made aware of that, would be shocked by that. The idea that somebody should be restricted from all kinds of freedoms for the rest of his life because he had to go to the bathroom is pretty ludicrous.
I think that the people peeing in the woods, peeing in public, is a small percentage of people labeled as sex offenders. A much larger percentage are people that had sex with somebody who was, for whatever reason, outside of the age bracket they were legally allowed to. And it really, that sort of gets into the gray area of someone's tolerance. Most people wouldn't have as big of a problem, wouldn't have a problem with a 16-year-old having sex with a 15-year-old, even though there are, just dozens of cases that I've seen where things like that, just like that, happen, where a 16-year-old guy has sex with a 15-year-old girl, and bam, he's a sex offender for
sometimes
life.
It's not even sex. Sometimes it's taking pictures of nakedness.
It happens.
If you're under, 18 and you snap a picture of yourself in the mirror naked, you're a child pornographer now.
Right. Some people might find a 25-year-old having, a relationship with a 14-year-old, they might find that to be distasteful. I tend to. However, then you have to ask yourself, are you ready to incarcerate that person for 2, 3, 4 years? And then do you think it's a good idea that they be labeled a sex offender for the rest of their life and have to report to people? All kinds of things.
And there are
like
so
that.
Many restrictions on them. And that's why I want to...
And they're all the same, and that's why it's different. I mean, if you have different levels, say, of sex offense, would even just make this somewhat relatively easy.
Still, though, even if you had different levels of it, Mark, and in some cases there is a differentiation between a child molester, sex offender, and the rest of them. So in some cases there are differences, but generally...
But like this one state, right?
I don't know how many states it is. All I can say is in some cases, because I know it is true in some places. But let's just talk about the worst of the worst. Let's talk about child sex offenders, people that are having sex, not with teenagers, but with real children. Right, people that have not even possibly have developed to the point
are
where
you
they could
about
have
raping
sex.
Them,
rape or molestation or whatever, doing something very very naughty with a.
Well,
I think there's a child.
I think there's even different.
They're both bad. Whether it's like just touching inappropriately or raping, obviously,
But raping's worse.
That's worse, right?
Right.
Exactly.
It's one thing to talk a kid into it. It's another thing entirely to grab them
and
drag them off someplace.
And I think it's important to say that because it's it's kind of like people who just want to say drugs are bad.
Yep.
And, hold on.
Drugs are different.
There's caffeine, there's alcohol, there's pot, there's cocaine, there's heroin, there's
alcohol.
And methamphetamines, and they're all very different. And so you can't just lump them all together and,
Right, well, lumping everybody together makes it easier to just not have to think about things, right? Because if you just lump everything together, then you can just say things like, drugs are bad, sex offenders bad. Well, not all sex offenders are bad. Some of them, like you were saying, were involved in completely consensual things. But let's talk about the ones that were not involved in consensual acts. Child molesters, for instance. I still don't think that the amount of restrictions that are being placed on these people is in any way right or just. Let me give you an example.
Or effective.
Or effective.
Even effective. I mean, if the goal is to prevent it from happening again, which I think is a good goal.
I would think so,
Then what about, let's think about things that actually work well. And I think a lot of it, like so many things that government does, so much of it is done just to give us a, you know, a false sense of security. Like, they're doing something. And, like, the whole idea of putting restrictions on neighborhoods where people can live, for instance, is, I think,
right.
is spectacularly retarded, considering that most of the sex offenses take place within a family.
It's usually
or
the
someone
uncle
they
or
know. And it's, it, you know, it's, and the notion of the guy that goes and hangs out at the playground to get kids, I think, is
it's
I'm sure
Hollywood.
It's happened.
Oh, absolutely. It's happened.
But it's not the general case. And
correct.
And if they did want to do that, and if they are going to do that, then they'll just go to another neighborhood to do it. It doesn't matter where they live. And they're also not likely to do it in their home necessarily. So the whole notion of putting like where the restrictions on where someone can live, that's just not effective.
And not only is it not effective, it's also counterproductive. In many cases, when the government comes up with a program or a solution or something like that, when you actually take a look at it, it ends up having unintended consequences that people just they didn't expect this was going to happen. They didn't think it through far enough or whatever. You can look at the war on drugs, and you can see that there are more drugs, harder drugs available now than there have ever been. You can look at the war on poverty and see that poverty certainly hasn't gone away. And in this case, with the sex offenders, when you start telling them where they can't live, that means that there are only so many more places where they can. And here's one of them. Marietta, Georgia, the Associated Press reporting that sex offenders, 9 of them, have been ordered out of a makeshift camp behind an office park on Tuesday, sought housing that conformed to state law. The offenders, all of whom are men, have been directed to the spot by probation officers who said it was a site of last resort. They were told to camp out there by the state agents.
God.
Georgia law bans the state.
But now, I'd like to point out that these people are on probation, which means that you can't just pick up and move when you feel like it. What one person's thought might be, and what mine is what the heck are these people still doing in Marietta, Georgia? Get out of there. But, it's not cheap to move, A, and B,
especially not after you've gotten kicked out of jail or whatever when you're just fresh out of...
When you're on probation, moving isn't that easy. You have to ask these people. If they just pick up and move to some other state...
VLT.
Right. They'll get violated and go back to jail. So just before you jump in with that one, that people need to know it.
Georgia law bans the state's 16,000 sex offenders from living, working, or loitering within 1,000 feet of schools, churches, parks, and other places children gather.
Churches.
Mm-hmm.
Churches.
Well, I've got 1,000, about a church coming up.
1,000 feet from a church. That really does cut off just about everything.
Sure. So what you want to do is get yourself a map of wherever, Marietta, Georgia in this case, and start...
As if you know where all the churches are.
Right. Get a protractor, get a list of all the churches, and start drawing circles around all of the 1,000-foot areas in which you are not allowed to be. And you'll find out there are very, very few places where you actually are allowed to be. You can't work, live, or loiter within 1,000 feet of schools, churches, parks, or other places children gather.
This sounds completely disruptive to even functioning.
You can't.
I mean, if you've ever, if you've ever been on a, I've been on apartment hunts before on a limited budget, as a student or whatever, even not as a student, just, moving to a new place, you've got to find an apartment, and it's already a difficult job to find a place to live. And then to have like this incredibly restrictive area and, I think probably as a registered sex offender, possibly having been out of prison, just recently out of prison or something, you probably are on a very limited budget. And that's why it doesn't surprise me they end up camping out in the woods.
Right. It's going to be hard enough for them to find a place after having to admit to their landlord that they just got out of out of prison.
Right.
Hey, where have you lived for the last year? In jail.
And it's difficult to,
and they're probably required to tell people. I'm a registered sex offender.
It's difficult to tell people to feel badly for this particular group of people because of their label and all that other stuff. But if you don't, then what are they left to? If you treat them like dogs, what do you expect them to act like?
I'm sorry. I don't want to treat anyone like an animal. I don't care if you killed 10 people. I don't want to treat a human being like an animal. I don't have patience for these people who, I don't know, maybe they're doing it so that people will not look at them badly or something. So that they can express, oh, this is how much I hate these types of people. That means I'm a good person because I hate these bad people. I'm sorry, but get over that. and try to express some humanity for other people.
Well, absolutely.
No person should be treated like an animal. I understand locking someone away if they're dangerous, especially dangerous if they're dangerous to children.
These people have been let out. They've been let out for a reason, right? I mean, they're done with their sentence.
Well, you also have to consider that
people are just hateful.
The same sex offenders have, in some cases, victimized other people. So they're hateful individuals.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. But if you show them hate, then how are they ever going to, you know, change? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live. And sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including the chat room. You can go in there any old time. Best time is during the show, of course. Chat.freetalklive.com. And get interactive with some of our other listeners. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous tasks of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're talking about the probably the most persecuted class of people in the United States today, the sex offender. Cigarette smokers are, you know, they're pretty persecuted, but not even as close, near as close as the sex offenders. So-called. Of course, as we've already pointed out, there are lots of differences between so-called sex offenders. Some of them can be people who are involved in completely consensual activities with people that might just be under some arbitrarily legally set age. Others could be people peeing out in the woods that got caught for it. And in some cases, they are actually dangerous individuals or people who have done things that they shouldn't have with very young children. But nonetheless, as you were pointing out a few moments ago, Dale, they all deserve to be treated humanely. And the way they're treated once they get out of jail is anything but. It's the way they're treated is anything but helpful to getting them reintegrated back into society. If somebody decides, as many people do, that once they've gotten in trouble for whatever it is they did, molesting a child or something like that, that they are sorry and that they want to make a better life for themselves, the sex offender laws make it impossible for them to do that, unless they leave the country. I mean, that might be the only real good way for a sex offender to actually, you know, have a possibly good life out in the future, because all around the United States, there are laws that they're more draconian in some places than others, but they're awful all over the place. In Georgia, they're particularly bad. The story we have is about a group of sex offenders who have been told to leave a makeshift camp behind an office park after they've been told they could be there by probation officers. Why are they camping out behind an office park? Well, it's because the laws in Georgia prevent them from being within 1,000 feet of schools, churches, parks, and other places children gather, which means they pretty much can't be anywhere. Which means that the laws they have to supposedly protect people from sex offenders, number one, don't do anything, because how can you tell what someone's doing when they're going about their day? They could very easily go and walk somewhere and do something naughty if they wanted to.
That's what gets me. It's who cares where your house is? If you're going to, and it hardly, I mean, it's a weird case anyway. Like most sex offenders, it's happening in their family and things like that and people they know. But if you're going to go and cruise a playground to take advantage of a child, what difference does it make where you live?
It's just ludicrous. What it does is it drives them together. It drives the sex offenders all to the same place.
And this makes another really great point, is if you consider somebody who molests children dangerous, and I absolutely do, what's worse, keeping them all separate or getting them together so they're roving gangs of child molesters, so that they can work with each other like other types of gangs do? For God's sakes, what a stupid plan.
Let's go to the phones.
Only the government could do that.
There's more to the story, but let's take your calls on this. Daniel is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel.
Yes, I wanted to respond to Dale. He was talking about treating people like animals. And I think Dale should be treated as a sovereign individual, but I would hazard a guess that Dale would agree with the statement that he is an animal of the species Homo sapiens. Dale, would you agree with that statement, that you're an animal with the
species? Well, it's just an expression. I didn't mean to pick apart the expression. I mean, I'm just using the expression to talk about, you know, obviously there's, you know, if you look at how we treat herd animals and, you know, the animals that we eat, and, you know, they're just objects that, I'm just using the expression. I wasn't trying to make a statement about animals.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Joey in Pennsylvania. Joey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Just great, Joey.
I gotta disagree with you on a couple things.
Okay.
You know, whether you want to, I think there's a difference in sex offending between the guy who flashes his junk to a bunch of teenagers and the hardcore child rapist.
That seems clear.
I think that, you know, I don't know if any of you have ever had a family member experience it, but these people out there who molest and kill and rape young children, they cannot be a part of society.
Well, I mean, why? Isn't it possible? Don't you believe
because
it's possible
they prey on the most defenseless, innocent?
Well, they prayed, or they have preyed on defenseless individuals. They have done those things in the past. But isn't it possible that someone could change their ways?
No, I don't believe so. I think it's a disease. I mean, that's what I have to tell myself when I think about what happened to my family. I mean, it's a disease. But, to think that people can be that evil for a period of time and then not be and then change is you can't.
You're saying evil and you're saying disease in the same. That sound seems to contradict itself, because evil implies a kind of, you know, expresses sort of willful intent to do something that is knowingly wrong. Versus someone who has
a disease
implies that they don't know that it's wrong or they don't feel
that's
that it's wrong.
I have to tell myself that it's a disease.
Okay.
Because if somebody could be that evil and not be sick, then they do that. They need to be executed.
You know, for me, as far as execution goes.
Yeah, I don't believe in execution for any crime whatsoever.
I don't. However, the reason I don't, mostly don't believe in it is because we have a faulty system that isn't particularly good at finding the people that have done crimes. I'm not saying that it's the best one we've got, but it is the one. And I feel that if you're going to make, if you're going to do executions, you absolutely need to be right. And when there's been 200 and something people released from death row in the last 3 decades, I find that to be a real problem. But you do realize that the statistics, and they're only general statistics, they say like sex offenders, but sex offenders are some of the lower ones as far as reoffenses go. The most likely to reoffend are thieves.
Yeah, well, like I said, you have to look at what they categorize as a sex offender.
Sure,
A sex offender can be a person who, like I said, exposes himself.
I think that he's referring to some specific sex offenses like we talked about earlier.
I'm only referring to the general ones because it's very difficult to find.
I thought I'd heard, too, also the same for child molestations. I mean, again, when it's mostly happening in the family with people that they know, then once the family knows and once it's known this person, you know, that people don't, then they don't leave their children with them anymore. It's not, like most of them are not going out and seeking out children. They're in a situation, you know, where they've got children in their care or whatever, and they've got privacy, and that's the situations where these things happen. And I'm not talking about justifications or anything here. It's a bad thing happening, obviously. I'm just saying that it's the kind of thing that's, you know, once you know that certain situation is what's allowing it to happen, then it's relatively easy to prevent it.
Joey, isn't it possible in your mind that people could be convicted wrongly of sex offenses against children, that sort of thing?
I mean, anything's possible, but...
Want to put those people to death then?
Well, I think that you have to have, like, any other death case. If you have DNA evidence found on the victim...
Let's come back here in a moment. I want to bring you back and discuss this if you've got a moment. We'll talk to Joey some more here at 800-259-9231 and finish up the story about the camping sex offenders. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this going to prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3 month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save an additional $10. It's LegalZoom.com.
We continue taking your calls on the issue of sex offenders. I think they're one of the most persecuted classes of people in this country, and it's just awful what's being done to them. Sure, they've done something wrong. Many of them have done something wrong. Some of them, in my opinion, have not done anything wrong, like statutory rape, that sort of thing. But the ones that have done something wrong should be given the opportunity to reintegrate into society and to make their lives better for themselves. But the laws prevent them from doing that. In fact, people like Joey and all the anger that they have certainly prevents that from happening as well. Joey, you said you think they should be put to death.
Well, I think that, like I said before, there's a difference. There's a difference between the kid who is in college at a frat party and sleeps with a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing, and then the guy.
Let's talk about child molesters then. You want to put a child molester to death, right?
I want to put somebody who actively seeks young children, rapes, and molests them. Yes, I think they should be put to death.
Now, wait, before you go on, I know Mark wants to jump in here, but I brought up the issue of wrongful convictions, and as Mark pointed out before, there have been a few hundred people that have been, at least over 100 people in the last 20 years that have been...
About 220.
Okay, it is over 200.
No, this is since 1971.
Okay.
Released off of death row, and I don't mean having their sentences commuted.
Death row,
released. Click, click, out they walk.
Right. Now, you don't normally get death row for child molestation, so the question is, how many people are in jail for child molestation that actually did not do it? And you said, well, DNA evidence.
And considering that a lot of times maybe the child is the only witness,
exactly.
And how reliable of a witness is a child, you know? I mean,
what if mom is feeding information to a child to get back at dad when dad never actually did anything?
And it may not even be purposeful. Maybe mom honestly believes the child was molested, and you know, maybe the mom is just trying to help the child come to terms with what happened, and... You know, it's just a very ambiguous area.
Let me ask you this. You have a 45-year-old man and a 5-year-old girl who rapes and beats her and puts her in intensive care for 3 weeks. They find his semen on her in her genital area. It's rock stock proof.
Mm-hmm.
What should the punishment be? Should he be given a chance to be rehabilitated and put back in society? Or do you consider him to be now a menace to society?
I think, I think that he should probably get something like 25 years in prison. And then at the end of that 25 years, they should perhaps, try their best. And I know that this isn't easy to do, but try their best to conclude whether or not that guy is a danger to society. Of course, at 70, what difference does it make?
How do you conclude that?
Parole people have been trying to do just that. But
I would say that he needs to pay restitution to his victims.
Absolutely. I think that too.
I think that's definitely an important thing to think about. And but frankly, I don't think in terms of punishment, because I don't think punishment is, and there's actually pretty significant evidence to support this, that punishment isn't really a good way of either preventing something or making someone a better participant in society or so forth.
I agree with
that. I think we should be thinking in terms of, okay, keep children safe from the person. That should be the absolute number one priority, is to prevent this from happening again to another innocent person, particularly an innocent child. And then think in terms of how do we rehabilitate the person. And until that happens, then I would want to keep any children away from this person or anyone who's
in danger. Well, I ask you this. That same 45-year-old man, 25 years, the parole board says he's able to be released, he's been rehabilitated. Are you going to let him move next to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Assuming he can afford it. I mean, it sounds
well,
to me
okay.
like a,
he,
you're talking
he
about
can a, afford it, and it's all set up, and you have now a 5-year-old daughter.
Let's talk about the real world. How did the 70-year-old get out of prison and have enough money to move next door to me?
Let's give you your hypothetical.
You can't give hypotheticals without saying, you're just making up a bunch of ludicrous stuff.
Well, it doesn't matter. Look,
Let's say he's living next to me.
When is he going to have access to
from jail?
What kind of irresponsible father am I going to be if he ever gets access to my child? You know, him being right, that'd be what kind of parent has a 5-year-old child that is not within their care at all times or someone they trust deeply?
A crap can parent, that's for sure. Thanks, Joey, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Anna, listening to KBYO FM in Louisiana. Anna, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, well, I'd like to start off saying that there are millions of people that don't watch their children the way they should. I think we all know that. I don't know if any of you have ever seen it or experienced it. But there, if you look on any type of OCC correctional center website or anything like that, there are so many people, women included, who you would think that would be motherly to their children, but in fact, they're on there for child abandonment. For instance, leaving babies in cribs, things like that, and they don't mind who watches their children, they're drug addicts or what have you, but the thing that concerns me is these children, sometimes they're too tiny to even defend for themselves, and most children are. And that right there, I mean, what do you do? There are tons of women and children, fathers, mothers that let their children wander the streets and ride their bike, and they're just oblivious to the fact that, you know, their children have been talking to strangers, or it may be their neighbor who invites them in for milk and cookies. It happens every single day. And also on the fact of treating, you know, people like animals, I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill, but that's just a little bit disgusting to me. As far as labeling animals like that, I don't know of any animals that rape children, but I know
animals
that there are people that do.
Like, animals eat each other. So, I mean...
Right, but that's nature, and that is that's what animals do. Right, but they don't go around raping children, so don't
they eat babies.
Don't do
they eat their own babies.
I mean, wouldn't you rather have, if you had to make the choice, wouldn't you rather have your child still alive after the incident?
But
animals can be pretty rough stuff.
It's also it's kind of a distraction, because the point is, what is hurting someone going to do for the children? I'd be interested in knowing, how do we prevent it? You know, how do we protect more children? What, you know, let's look at solutions instead of looking at vengeance, because that vengeance is never going to accomplish anything. I think it makes things worse, frankly. I am interested in, if there's someone who's truly dangerous to children, my thought is, why are they out at all? If they're really a danger to children, they should not be out. Like, they should be being kept away from being able to harm anyone. I don't mean punishment. I don't mean, you know, let's make them suffer for it. I mean, let's just keep them, you know, they may need to be restricted. They may need to be in jail or something, but in order to keep people safe, not to punish them. That's not the point.
Well, the thing about that is, it falls back to our legal systems. You and I both know that there is injustice in the world. It always will be. And yes, there are people that are in jail for crimes that they didn't commit. But with that note, that's something that we will never be able to change.
Oh, and why would you give up so quickly? I mean, why would you just pass off the legal system as being unchangeable? I mean, I guess I don't blame you, because it seems like it can be unchangeable.
I don't mean that it's unchangeable, but I mean, as far as, I believe that there will always be someone in jail who has been convicted of a crime that may probably be innocent. That's what I mean by that.
I guess I'm sorry, Anna. I think the most important question here is, Anna, do you think it's right that we tell sex offenders that they not be allowed within 1,000 feet of churches, schools, parks, and all that other stuff, and then not allow them to leave the town because they have a probation officer, and like put them in this situation they can't solve?
Well, as far as the schools go, I do believe that they should not be
Sounds like it's going to be a long answer. I'll bring it back, Anna, if you want. Hang on. 800-259-9231. You can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The grow-up plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The grow-up plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call now, 1-800-816-5330. That's 1-800-816-5330. 1-800-816-5330.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Remain in your houses.
The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? You can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, when you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. Just get your shopping done and feel good because you're getting the same great Amazon deals you're used to. It's just you're entering through our special portal to make it so Free Talk Live gets a cut of the profits from Amazon. So, once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, would you like money sent to your PayPal account? Were you born in an English-speaking country? If your answer is yes and yes, then go to English.freetalklive.com and discover how to fatten your PayPal account by using a microphone, the internet, and your English. Be your own boss and make money online. Go to English.freetalklive.com.
Let's go back to Anna listening to KBYO FM in Louisiana. Anna, you're back on Free Talk Live. Appreciate you hanging through there. Mark had asked you a question. And Mark, if you could just recap the question real quick, and we'll let Anna delve in here a little deeper with her answer.
I guess I was just asking whether Anna agreed with the idea of keeping sex offenders 1,000 feet away from churches, schools, and parks, and then keeping them on probation so that they can't actually leave the town that they that these laws are applicable in.
Well, as I was trying to say before, I believe that there is a different scenario whenever, like you were saying, people that are peeing in public and things like that. I think that we kind of have to take a look at what the scenario is, and no, I don't think that that's fair for people that have done things like that to be segregated away from everybody, but I really do believe that there should be different laws for people who have raped children and babies, and that may be a little off of what answer you're trying to get. I'm not really sure, but I just think that there different punishments should be applied to different crimes, if you get what I'm saying. I firmly believe that men or whoever that have raped children brutally and babies, because I know someone who has done it, and I can honestly say wholeheartedly, I believe that they should be put to death. Yeah,
whatever happened to forgiveness, Anna?
The forgiveness can be found in the Lord. That's all I can say.
Aren't you supposed now, to emulate? Supposed to emulate? Like, if you are, when you say the Lord, are you a Christian?
I am.
Okay, so shouldn't you be trying to emulate Jesus? I know you can never be there because he's he represents perfection, and we can never, as human beings, be there. But aren't we supposed to try to emulate? If you're a Christian, aren't you supposed to try to emulate Jesus? I shouldn't say we. I'm not a Christian personally, but as a Christian, shouldn't you be trying to emulate Jesus?
And honestly,
it sounds like you're not even trying in this case.
Hang on, let her answer the question real quick.
But see, the thing about not even trying, I could say the same thing. It seems like you have such a lack of compassion on the subject. You obviously have never, safely assume that just by the tone that you talk about this matter, that you've never experienced anything like this.
I think that you're mistaking that I do not want to enact vengeance and then violence and hate against someone for doing something that I don't care about the victims. And that's, I think that doesn't fly.
Would you feel differently if it was done to your daughter?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't know. I can't say that. I don't know. I'll be honest with you.
But I can say it because I have experienced it, and this is my opinion. You're entitled to yours. I'm entitled to mine.
So
I do believe
Jesus
that these people should be punished.
What would
Jesus
do? Yeah.
Well, I do know that there are stories in the Bible about Jesus showing his wrath and throwing over the tables and things of that, but I'm not familiar enough with it to quote every line, but I can honestly say that Christianity is mistaken for gullibleness, and there's a difference between Christianity and just being flat out ignorant. And if there was someone in my neighborhood that had done that to a child or someone innocent, you can bet your bottom dollar that I wouldn't give them the chance to do it to mine.
Absolutely.
Well,
that's what a good parent's going to do.
You should protect your child.
And I just
But me being a good parent doesn't necessarily mean that the person next door is going to protect their child. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's up to us
as adults to protect these children.
Sure.
No one knows if these people are going to be rehabilitated through whatever method is going on in jail.
That's my question here is what happens? There has to be a certain percentage of these sick, evil guys that goes to prison and somehow or another manages to change their life, whether it's through the power of Jesus Christ or whether it's through psychology books or that they've gotten on their own or whatever manner it is that they're able to change their lives. What about those guys? Should they have the opportunity to participate in society to the extent that they can have a family and they can live a normal, productive life? And should we set up laws that make it just plain old impossible for these guys to live?
I don't think that the law should be impossible. I think that there should just be...
You've got guys living in the woods, Anna.
Right,
that's the problem, Anna, is when we have no compassion for these people, and that's what I hear in your voice, very little compassion. When you have no compassion for these people, then you brook them no opportunity to change their lives, and likely they never will. So then you have these animals that won't change their lives.
I honestly don't believe that, though, because there are two sex offenders that live within a 20-mile radius of me, and they drive perfectly fine cars. They live in, $200,000 homes, which is around the average around my area. May not be in yours, but
different
they have rehabilitated.
Different towns are different. Like your town may be an opportunity for sex offenders to live productive lives after they've done their time. In Marietta, Georgia, they're living in a camp behind an office park. I mean, do you think that's going to lead to good things?
Maybe they should move from Marietta, Georgia.
They can't.
The probation officers
that won't let them, and they can't go anywhere to get it's difficult to change jurisdictions.
You should get out a map as an experiment. Take your local area and take a map and draw circles with a protractor 1,000 feet around every church, every school, every playground, and see what's left. And then imagine trying to find an apartment there.
And a job.
Most of them on a limited budget.
About the only thing that I could disagree about that as far as the church goes, if people are truly trying to rehabilitate themselves, then they should be able to have a choice to go to church. As far as the living situation goes, there are thousands, millions of places that you could live that don't involve anywhere near a playground.
I'm telling you that there are not. The churches are the sticker in this situation. She's right about that.
These people camping. How do you explain these people that are camping behind an office park?
Parks?
You think they want to?
There are also parks are listed here as well.
It doesn't. The thing with the schools, Anna, is it really doesn't matter. These kids, these people are not stalking schools. Most sick, twisted sex offenders are sick and twisted with their own families. And if they want, they can drive a car to a park. Keeping the, making it so they can't live within 1,000 feet of a park. What difference does that make?
That is true. But what
about
they're
dragging
a cardboard
box there? I mean, what? Sorry.
That is true, but what about the ones who aren't? What about the ones who do stalk children?
Okay, fine.
It doesn't prevent them.
If you make it so that they can't live near a park, then what have you accomplished?
So that means they have to walk a little over 1,000 feet to get to one from their house.
Now I have to just take my little sex offender van and go to the park. Yes, the law says I can't loiter near the park, but...
the law also says you can't molest children, and obviously they did it.
Right, what's the point in making it so they don't live there?
Anna, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231. It's just so sad to hear people that claim to be Christians just constantly advocating for violence, for retaliation and retribution.
Well, I think
that's not my understanding of Christianity.
This is something. What I anticipate when a subject like this is up for discussion is a whole lot of people that are obsessed with justifications. And I don't like to think in terms of justifications. I like to think in terms of solutions. If we have problems, let's find solutions for it. And justifications, I see when people are talking in terms of justifications, like when someone says, when she says, well, animals don't treat their own kind this way, which isn't true, but the point was she was trying to say these people deserve bad things.
They're worse than animals.
And that's the justification.
This is the thing.
They're hateful, they want to do something hateful to people, and so they're thinking in terms of justifications, and instead of thinking in terms of, okay, what are the best ways to protect children, what are the best ways to rehabilitate people if it's possible,
right.
And so forth.
This
and none
is
of
the
that
thing that I've been
violence.
Advocating all along when it comes to criminal justice is that sex offenders need to be treated differently than they're treated in our system. I do think that, the fact is, if a sex offender is locked up, they can't reoffend. But I also think that there should be an opportunity for a guy to, do his time, get out, and then live a productive life. I think that that America's, sort of known for that. I mean, if you're just going to keep them locked up forever, every guy that ever commits a sex offense ever, well, you might as well just start executing everybody in prison.
Thank you, 800-259-9231. There's more, though. You mentioned churches. We got a little bit of detail on what it's like to be a North Carolina sex offender and attempt to actually go to church.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.